WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
Yo, peace, world, the love king of R&B, Raheem Devon, and you're in the basement with Siobhan and Therese. Keep the lock right here.
Hey, it's your girl, Allison Williams, and you're in the basement with Siobhan and Therese.
You're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Siobhan and Therese, playing my kind of music.
Know she's watching in the background.
Well, hi, Mom. How you doing? What's your mama's name?
Juanita.
Juanita, you know I love you. No matter what you do. And I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true. Cause I love you. Oh. That's for Juanita. Yeah.
She's going to be floating today. Floating today.
When I come to town, I know she's going to have... Can she cook? Can she cook? Mama
cook? She can cook. Oh, yeah.
Oh, when I come to town, now, you know, I'm going to look for them greens and cornbread. Yeah.
Basement, no longer alone with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artist or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with your partner Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Siobhan and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our office, though, Jay.
I wanted to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Shaka Khanaka.
All right, thank you. Let's carry on. I'm sorry.
Siobhan, yeah, there's a pill you're going to be able to take.
I promise I can tell them which way you went, but they're coming for you.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Just for that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just kidding.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr. Ooh. Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. So,
yeah.
Look at his face.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.
Rezzy Poo.
What it do, Silky Summer? Ooh.
Summer.
I like your hat.
Really? Summer. I'm, you know, I'm going to tell people from now on, nah, it's Summer.
Yes. Yes.
I dig it, man. Thank you.
Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Yeah, actually, this is not my hat. It's Cheryl's hat, but when she wears it, it says nice. It just, it's weird how that happens, man. I put it on, it says naughty. She puts it on, it says nice. It's just weird like that.
Is it reversible, or that?
It's like Santa Claus knows, so it's like, you know, you're going to wear my shit. You better rock the truth. Oh, damn, really?
Oh, so Kitty was at it again, huh?
Straight up blocked, okay? Let's start the show off like no shenanigans. Fuck that. That shit belongs in 2020. That ain't even 2021 shenanigans. That shit is 2020 bullshit. Leave that shit. I don't even, you know?
What's the deal?
What? Yeah, I knew it was Malini's birthday, but I did not know it was Bernadette Stannis. Happy birthday to both. Oh, my God.
Yes.
There are no coincidences. I was sharing on my Facebook page a whole bunch of reruns from Good Times today, especially like the Penny episodes where she was abused. Yeah. So that was really dope to see. Hi, Poppy Chulo. Chulo. Love you to pieces, dude.
Yeah.
So how you doing? What's going on with you, Rezzy? I know you've been busy. But you're back in the green room, so you're in the closet. So, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good sign. That's a sign.
Early today, I was very happy about that. He had to see me riding back on 21, driving, trying to see if I could get home before the sun went down. Wonderful.
Yeah, and the sun is going down earlier, right?
Yeah. Got it in early and got it out. I mean, I think I could have been home earlier, but, you know, you just doesn't work out that way.
I know it rarely, really does. What's up, Misty J? How you doing?
Misty J in the building.
That's what's up. For those of you watching and listening, otherwise, especially if you're on Facebook, please venture over to YouTube. Our YouTube page is WJBR Internet Radio. That's WBR Internet Radio on YouTube. Also, the phone lines are up. So if you'd like to call in, I don't know what's going on over here, but the phone lines are up over here. Trying to do things like five things at one time. And you can just dial 347-996-5394. That's 347-996-5394. And that is how you can join the conversation with us. And
I saw you got out the other night. That brought me so much joy.
I know.
Yay!
Which night was that? What did you see? What did you see?
I saw you and Cheryl, and you said you were out. You had
hanging out with the boo, something like that.
Yes. I don't know why that brought me so much joy, but it really did.
I feel you. Thank you. Yeah, we were actually in Newark.
Okay.
This interesting little Spanish restaurant with some peeps. And we had some tapas, and, tapas and chill.
Tapas and chill.
Yeah, it was nice. It's nice to get out, you know. I don't go out, and I won't be going out, really. A friend of mine invited me to a Giants game. She said, got 50-yard seats, and you want to come? Like, let me think about it.
They're all separated. They're not, you know, they don't have them in like.
No, we didn't go to Forno's, which used to be my fave, but one of my faves in Newark anyway. I can't think of the name of it. It was like a little on a side street somewhere, a little small restaurant. It's kind of cute, you know. I don't remember. If it's
a lot of nooks and crannies.
Yeah, if it's not Forno's which it wasn't, then I can't give you the name. Forno's is the only one I'm really familiar, like I know that. Well, actually, I don't know if the Chateau of Spain is also considered Spanish, but that's my stomping ground right there, Misty. Nah, we definitely weren't there.
Yes.
Hello,
Taiwan.
Yeah, but it wasn't as big as the Chateau of Spain either. So, you know what? This hat under this light is not going to work.
Why?
Oh. Because I'm perspiring, although.
You're hot.
Feeling hot.
Yes, I got a chance to see some television today.
Oh, what did you watch?
I watched two things. One, because it was informative and it was about, you know, it was Jelani Day's mom, you know, and they had a Tamron Hall, one of my faves.
Oh, yeah, she's very cool.
Yes. She had Jelani's mom on today. And they had a great conversation. I love Tamron Hall because she really, she asks really good questions that may not necessarily be, you know, like she'll go general, but then she'll go in. And, you know, if you know Tamron, she also had her sister was missing and never found.
Yes,
and
yes.
So this particular case or cases like it, she approaches in a way that's very sensitive and caring and in a loving spirit. And Jelani Day, as we know, has been missing and was missing around the same time that Jennifer Popeep, am I saying her name correctly?
Not exactly sure, because that's how I would pronounce it.
Okay. Well, you know, and the fact that he was missing and got little to no coverage at all, and you know, and Tamron asked her, you know, the tough questions about, you know, why do you think that was? And, you know, just a whole lot of things. And, you know, as we know, or maybe not, Jelani Day is the son of Dapper Dan, Daniel Day. You know, he's just a tragic story. And, you know, and the mom and the family and the community want answers. And, you know, and we don't have any answers yet, but somebody knows something. And I think that as many people continue to talk about it, you know, it needs to be, you know, known. You know, he was a great student, beautiful boy, and, you know, wasn't anyone that got into trouble or anything like that. But he's been missing. And it's like, okay, what's going on? Like, where? And, you know, they didn't, you know, oftentimes they talked about the disparities of when our folk or people of color go missing, how there's little to no little to no coverage on it. And one of the things that was said that was very true, Jennifer's father made a statement that spoke to that. Now, here's a white guy making a statement about the disparity in, you know, the search parties or the media attention. And he said, you know, Jennifer was missing and it was a tragedy for his family, but there's so many other people that are missing too and that don't get the same kind of, you know, they did some kind of insane analysis on how many times they mentioned her in the course of a week or whatever it was. And it was like a number that you would not believe how many stations and how many people were reporting and, you know, like in a week, you know, compared to like people that don't even make a blip in the screen, you know. So they're trying to, you know, they were talking about that.
How do you spell her last name again?
Pepite is how I would Pepite. Pronounce it. But I'm not.
I'm trying to get the right.
Petito. There it is. Jennifer Petito.
Petito. Well, that's why I always have a problem with it, because I have spelled it with a P, like a Pepito.
Yeah, it is spelled with a P, isn't it?
Is it Pepito or
the missing lady? Jennifer, who was, you know, eventually found, and so was the boyfriend.
Right.
Who was found? Jennifer Pet, P-E-T-I-T-O.
Petito. Petito. But, you know, it's, you know, I guess it's also, I don't know. I'm always trying to figure things out and,
well, yeah, Jelani Day.
Let me just put his picture up.
Yes, please. That'd be great. Yes.
So here he is with his father. This is Gerard.
Yeah.
So if you've seen this young man, let's put it up one more time, and we'll put it up again before the end of the show.
Yes. And we know his dad is the legendary Dapper Dan, or Daniel's Day, as we know. And that's Jelani Day, and he's missing. And anybody that has any information, knows anybody that knows anybody, just, you know, that's the same one. That's the same one, Pop. Yeah. I did see something that brought me joy today.
And which was?
Rita Moreno was sitting with the ladies of The View today.
I love Rita.
Oh, my gosh. You know, because they're doing the West Side Story movie, I believe it is.
Yes.
And she's in it, you know. And she's amazing. And she answered questions from back then and questions about her marriage that, you know, that was very funny, actually. But she's such a, wow, I can't even, how old is Rita Moreno now? I was just like listening because, you know, my first encounter with Rita Moreno was Electra Company.
Yes.
And then, you know, I think she did Sesame Street too. And she just looks, let's see, She looks amazing. And she's so feisty. She's 90.
Wow, she's 90?
Yeah, she's 90. Her birthday just passed, December 11th.
My.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
And quite a story. You know, I hope they do a story for, yeah, I was watching reruns this week. I was. I don't see. Well, they weren't reruns to me because I didn't see them the first time. But I had some time, and I was like, oh, okay. Because I was eating my little muffin, trying to figure out what I'm doing. And then,
I was eating my little muffin.
That was this morning.
Cool. I think I posted the wrong picture the first time, so let me just try it again.
There we go.
That's what he looks like.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jelani, who is missing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see him, please. I apologize for posting the wrong picture initially. Take a good look at him. A very handsome young man. And let's pray that he returns home unscathed. So back to that muffin.
Yeah.
You need them to stop making Christmas movies. What does that mean? What do you mean stop making them? I mean, like, if people want to see them, why not make them? We don't have to watch them. But, or are you saying remaking? Or you just want them to stop making them, period. She said, it's a new trend and they are terrible. Are they really? I haven't been watching them, so.
Yeah, it's got to be a special kind of Christmas movie for me to watch it because, I don't know. I just started liking Christmas songs. I think I like three. My all-time favorite will forever be Whitney's version of Joy to the World. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Terry Dexter had one that I liked as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's no more than three or four, though. When I was a kid, Silent Night used to make me cry.
And why is that?
It just felt like a sad song. Very sad. All is calm, all is bright sounded very sad.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. 6954 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Misty.
Hey, Misty. How you doing, honey?
I'm fine. I'm calling from work, so I'm like sneaking this in.
Get her in.
But,
they didn't let y'all off
I did
yet, want
to talk about, no. And they have us working on New Year's Eve. I don't even understand that. But, you know, I'm getting paid, so I won't be upset. And I'm working from home, so it's fine. But, I wanted to comment on the missing children. And it's not just the white people who aren't acknowledging black people missing. It's black people who aren't acknowledging black people missing or mis-acknowledging them. Like the girl that was missing in Newark, the biggest issue I had was one, that the black people weren't mentioning her. The black people weren't circulating her. Talking about Gabby Petito and how people weren't mentioning black people, but they weren't circulating the other girl's picture. The other thing was the people who were circulating it wanted there to be this big hush about it, and they wanted to have all this, you know, secrecy about it because they didn't want to discuss what was really happening. You had to look at the family. You have to look at the people in the family, what's going on in the family. This is how you find a missing person. They wanted to have a search party because it looked more white. And I'm like, why would you want to have a search party in Newark? Where the hell are you looking? We don't have a bunch of woods in Newark, so you don't need to have a search party. She's either there or she's not. You can either see her or you can't. It's not like there's that many places to hide in Newark. Either she's been abducted and she's secure somewhere, or she's not here at all. But they wanted to have search parties because this is what they thought looked better. They didn't want to look at the mother and ask questions about the mother and ask questions like, why wasn't she going to school? No, they didn't want to mention that. They didn't want to discuss that. And that's what happens. And a lot of the time with these issues, you have to look at the dirt behind it. It may not be, it may soil your reputation, but if this is something that shows enlightenment and helps you to find the person, because guess what? If you had looked at the mother and you had looked at anything about the house, you would have known that the girl had run away, or you would have had some inkling that she had run away. If you had looked at any of that, but nobody wanted to question that. Instead, it was something had to happen because she left the house and didn't come home. And this is a caring mother. And then when they found her, what happened was the mother got arrested. And we didn't want to talk about that either. We don't want to talk about why our kids disappear or where they disappear to. All of that is secret because we don't want to look bad. I will say this about the Petito family. They look terrible in the news. You let your child go off with this crazy guy and you knew he had violent tendencies. They showed all the violent tendencies and all the problems that this couple had. They didn't try to portray them as a beautiful couple on TV. So sometimes when it comes to, you know, playing these things out, you have to learn how to play them out honestly. You have to learn how to have that transparency because that's what finds the kids, and we don't acknowledge that at all. And it was really frustrating watching some of these things because it's like we try to put out this image that this is a good person or nobody cares. Nobody cares. We want to know the information that's going to find them, and that's the stuff that you may not want to hear out in public. Yeah, he may smoke weed. Okay, guess what? We need to know that because that might help to find the person. You don't want to sit there and say, oh, this was a good kid. This was a straight-A student. He never did anything wrong. And then you're not looking in the places that you might need to look to find them. Because that's what happened with that other girl. And we wasted a whole month, and it looked really stupid. And in the end, the mother was arrested, and the child is in foster care now. And she was sitting in New York all that time. Okay, that's it. Have a happy Wednesday, guys. Bye.
I guess that's a mic drop, Misty. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Misty. Thank you. Yeah, she's right, you know. There are those cases, you know, that children do run away. And as we know, missing persons, depending on their age, can be anywhere from 24 to 72 hours,
mm-hmm.
depending on their age, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, she's crossed state lines. The question is, what did she say that rendered her mom in cuffs? And that's an unfortunate situation. I don't always like to lead with that, though, because, you know, but, you know, the reality is kids do run away, you know?
Yeah, and times for good reason,
mm-hmm.
you know? You know, I believe that one of the first things in an investigation is to see what was going on at home. And as you speak to neighbors and relatives, you start to get more of a picture. And sometimes it takes a minute to get the full scope of what was happening. And the good thing in this case, how you doing, Queen Loretta?
Hey.
The good thing was that in that particular case that she's talking about, the child was removed, placed in care, mom was arrested. And the little one at home was placed in care. What has happened before that? Since then, who knows? You know, the family I'm sure knows, and you know what was going on.
I hope they all got help.
Yeah, absolutely. Since you were talking about Rita and what she looks like now.
Bang. Go, Rita.
Look at that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to share that.
Yes. I was sharing with my friend Kat today the first, how much of a Rita Moreno fan I was. And then when I was a little tyke, there was this song that she sang on Sesame Street. And I used to sing that religiously in front of the television with a long T-shirt on. You know, this is a kid now. I was like, what?
But you know that I don't know if you know this, but I have a vivid imagination. If you say something, the image is right there. Like, you're right there. You're standing right there. I see
four
you.
Or 5 years old.
Yep, I see that. I see you in a long, oversized T-shirt. Go ahead. Singing. What was the song?
Well, it's in this awful, dreaded key. But not for a kid. I just thought it was fun. And it was teaching you the ent sounds, like rent, went, sent, meant. You know how they did those things? And I can't sing it now, but I remember every single word of the song to this day. And that was over 4 or 5 decades ago. Yes, 5 decades.
And how does the song go? Would you share it with us?
So, okay. One of the things that Sesame Street notoriously did is it taught you how to pronounce things. So when I was learning words, she was doing the ent sound. So the song started off, I'm going to speak it. I'm not going to sing it. But my shoes are all bent because I can't pay the rent. And I wonder where my mommy went. Oh, no, no, I don't have a cent. But she sang it in a Rita Moreno, typical, wild, excruciating key, which was, and it's very cartoonish, very funny, you know, and she danced. So as she, you know, my shoes are open and I can't pay my rent and I wonder where my mommy went. Oh, no, no, I don't have a cent. So, you know. Yeah, but she, you know, did all kinds of weird moves. So I'm in front of the TV doing the moves with her, you know. And just remember all those things, you know, and how they go, evil people, you know, those kind of things.
Yes.
I was in the age or era where they had things like Schoolhouse Rock and,
absolutely,
you know, Sesame Street and all that. The preamble held, you know, Schoolhouse Rock helped me pass social studies. I don't care what y'all say.
Yep. And English for me, a noun is a person, place, or thing.
Bang, that part. Conjunction, junction.
What's your function? Yeah.
Yes, Patti LaBelle was on there too, rocking ABCs. Yes, yes. Yes.
What's up, LaVon? How you doing? She said, what's on my head? For those of you who can't see us, if you're listening on podcast, WJBR Internet Radio, I am rocking a very nice silk red hat with white cottony boundaries and red lettering.
Naughty threads.
Yes, I'm a Bill.
I'm a Luxotory Box, Luxotory Box.
Yes.
Yes, Magic Garden. Yes.
Oh, my God.
What was your favorite, some of your favorite childhood tunes?
Shows. I used to like that song from the Magic Garden.
Yeah.
See ya. Hope you had a real good morning. Ooh. Hope I get to see you again. Bye now. La 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 la. Yeah, I like that. I liked Pillow Talk by Sylvia. Yeah, when I was,
that wasn't a show.
About six. It was when I sang it.
Okay.
I like Zoom. Come on and zoom, ah, zoom, ah, zoom. Come on and zoom, ah, zoom, ah, zoom, ah, zoom. Yep. Yep.
And zoom, ZOOM, box 350, Boston, Mass, 02134.
Yep.
Zoom. Yes. Melody Richie in the building. Hello. Happy holidays.
Hey, Melody. How you doing, darling?
That was a porn for Javon? Oh, okay.
Look, I was six.
Didn't it say
something about your ABCs in it?
Zoom?
No, Sylvia. Hey, baby.
No.
Let me teach you from the A to Z. A to Z.
Oh, gosh.
What your friends all say is fine, but it can't compete with this pillow talk of mine. Yeah, that was dope. Can't find love on a one-way street. It takes two to tango. See, you learning something. It takes two to tango. It takes two to even compete.
Yeah.
Yep, all that.
I remember I forget what year it was. I'm not even going to front. Larry found a way to mix the remix on the dance floor. It was actually very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Legendary. Mommy, what's pillow talk?
Exactly.
What your friends all say is fine, but it can't compete. Oh, yeah. What?
I loved the courtship of Eddie's father, too.
Oh, that was my... I used to watch that thing. Oh, my God, I love that show.
People, let me tell you
about my best friend.
Yeah. Bump.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Ba-da-ba-da-dum, ba-dum. I used to like... I used to watch, Andy Griffith. Who didn't love Lucy? I love Lucy.
Oh, you know they got that next Netflix joint
about that for a second? Because I am not pleased with the choice of Nicole Kidman in that role. I'm sorry.
First of all, Nicole Kidman is a formidable actress.
I feel you on that. I understand that. But I can't look at her and see Lucy. I just can't do it.
Did you see it yet?
I've seen, like, what do you call them, outtakes or whatever, yes. Commercials.
Right.
And I don't know why, but I see Deborah Messing, whatever her name is, in that role, like, physically. I'm not saying that Nicole can't pull off the role. She's a great actress. She can pull off most things. But when you look at her, you don't see Lucy. Now, she also played Elizabeth. Well, she didn't really play like Elizabeth Montgomery, but she was also cast in Bewitched, which I thought that was fine to cast her in that role because to me, I guess maybe I'm going on the type casting maybe more because I think of Lucy, first of all, let me just say, Lucy was fine as fuck.
But I don't know if they're covering early Lucy. I think they're covering a specific part of their relationship when shit was hitting the fan.
Yeah, but Lucy was fine as fuck. And she had those big blue eyes, those beautiful big blue eyes. She was just beautiful. And she was a badass. And she was funny as fuck. So I just feel like, and that was the thing, like, I didn't even catch how beautiful Lucy was until I was older, I guess. Like, when I was a kid and watching it, it wasn't like I was watching it because, oh, she's such a pretty lady. I never thought of her as pretty. I just thought of her as funny when I was a kid. And when I got older, I was like, damn, Lucy was fine. What the fuck? So I think I would like to see someone in the role who resembles her a little bit more. And I think in terms of our modern day actresses, I think Deborah has at least the eyes. And maybe that's the thing that caught me. It was the eyes. Who else can play Lucy? And what wouldn't have the real Lucy would say? Nicole is the go-to white woman. Okay. All right. I just left that up there so I could read it. I was going to read it out loud. I didn't see Lucy as pretty. Javon does Dallas.
You asked for that one.
Did I really? I mean, if Lucy was alive, will she approve?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Lucille Ball was
a hard ass.
What they say, yes. But Desi was the brains behind the matter.
Yeah. But then once he, you know, got out of, she bought him out. Lucy was the boss. She was formidable. She was a female, and back then it was very tough. I've seen a lot of documentaries. Like, I'm one of those people that I'm very nostalgic to begin with.
Okay.
So I love biopics, however people like to pronounce them. I feel like there's two ways to pronounce it. And I love the story behind the story and the video behind the video, you know?
Yeah, I just like when they do them with people who actually know the person.
Yeah.
I haven't found too many I like as of late, though, you know. You never, as long as what is it, Lifetime ain't doing them, I'm pretty okay with it. They yuck up biopics.
So, Misty J, you've never seen photographs, color photographs of Lucille Ball? I'm just saying, she was beautiful. She was beautiful. Does Dallas or Debbie?
One of my favorite beauties from that time was Sophia Loren. Boy, oh boy, was she beautiful to me.
Yeah, she was. She was also Lucille Desiree Ball was an American actress, comedian, model, studio executive, and producer. She was nominated for 13 Primetime Emmy Awards, winning 5 times. Not to the point where I noticed her eyes.
I thought they were brown.
No, she had these beautiful big blue eyes. Let's see if I can find the picture.
Lisa, I like bio movies because I'm nosy. I love it.
I feel you.
Know thyself. I love it.
That's right. I feel you. I'm nosy too, I guess.
I'm interested in. Like, I would love to know. That's how I knew quite a few things about Lucy. I love Lucy. I used to have the volumes, You Know Who You Are.
Used to have what?
The volume, the I Love Lucy volume pack set, whatever those.
Oh, VHS. Of like all the movies, all the shows, all the.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. Used to have them.
So used to. That's implicative of being
robbed. I've been robbed.
Now, let me see if I can find one in color. Get her out.
Not a lot of Lifetime movies were the shit when they first came out. Which one? Tell me which one when they. Okay, I guess when we did not know before. That's before they started doing folks that we know. Then it became. I liked the movies that involved women, though, but not all of them. Sometimes they made the women look so. Not smart. To me.
Yeah. Do you remember Burns and Allen?
Yes.
Love that. I loved it. But she was actually quite brilliant from what he would say about her, is that she was actually the brains.
Yeah, absolutely. What was her name? Tracy?
Oh my God.
Gracie.
What'd you say, Tracy?
No, Tracy, but that was, I'm thinking of Trixie.
Trixie was Norton's wife.
Yeah. That's one of Mo's favorites too. She's always quoting The Honeymooner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorites also.
I think they should have a channel where they should just air all this stuff, all these shows, all the 70s. Like I was watching Leave It to Beaver today, and I just
forgot how hella
racist that show was. Good Lord.
What,
they had no black people ever. None.
Yeah.
None of them lived in their town. None of them.
But you know what? In none of those shows did they have, like, black people come on time. I don't know that each actor or actress was racist, but I will say definitely the business, the industry,
mm-hmm.
definitely, you know? The people in charge, and you know, not for nothing, we've done a lot of chipping away. That's all I'm gonna say.
See, I'm having a Tiffany. Grace Allen was a vaudevillian,
yes.
Who became internationally famous for as a zany partner and comic foil of husband George Burns, the legendary George Burns.
Yes. I love that. Now, I think I have that on video or something, like VHS tapes, like some Burns and Allen. It's only so much domestic violence and Naya.
I was
naivete to the point of struggle one can take before it gets old. So I stopped watching. What is she talking about? What show? What did I miss? Domestic violence. Yes, black people were cast as the help.
She's talking about the Lifetime movies.
Mm.
There was always something tragic that, you know, like, can we see some superheroes or something? Like, you know,
oh my God! You know, I had the Little Rascals. You know, I have the Little Rascals, the whole series, on DVD. So during my challenge to myself to watch all of my DVDs, I watched every episode. Talk about racist! Some poor little black kids. I don't know how they survived that shit.
Yeah.
Woo.
Little Rascals was definitely racist.
Okay, yeah. I think I
Hill Street Blues. Oh, wow. Hill Street Blues. And the sergeant was dating a girl in high school? Or Dukes of Hazzard. I remember that one. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to upload some pictures of Lucy. It's a black and white, but you, I guess you really can't tell, but her eyes are light. You can see that they're light. She's just beautiful to me. I don't know. And here's this picture in color. I just think she's so pretty. And I think Deborah Messing, whatever her face name is, has a similar look. And that's all. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Rez.
Confederate flag on the top of the hood. My dumb was excited and never known.
Those old shows.
The antenna TV network.
The antenna TV network.
Is that a real network? The antenna TV? Because I know that was when the antenna TVs were out.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe could have got it too. I'm just saying. The truth is the truth.
My favorite was that damn Sophia Loren.
Yeah. I mean,
remember Houseboat? Oh my God.
Yeah, on my cable package. No, my favorite was Pam Grier when I was 10, like 11. Pam Grier, Chaka Khan, and, you know, that's that.
I had by that time, I'd graduated to Tamara Dobson. Pam Grier, of course. Jane Kennedy.
Yeah, Jane Kennedy was pretty. Still is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, y'all know me. Gotta, well, don't gotta, but I'd like to.
Gotta.
Oh, look what I found. Look at this. Watch this.
Nah, it ain't a literal train, it's a form of resistance. This with the railroad theme, so a station's a safe house where the runaways go. And the runaway slaves are considered cargo. The person who hit them considered a station master. And the stockholder's the one who will put the cash up. Me, I'm the conductor, I transported the cargo. Routes that I took remain secret. I took an oath, boss of my train. You get on, there is no rebelling. Grown man said he turning back and I had to tell him. Fam, why you had me bring the metal out? Cock it back, point it at your head and bring the devil out. There's no going back. Besides, you gon' snitch and I'll kill you when you stand before you sing behind the whip. Running from slave catchers, a bounty on my head until my whole fam free. I don't really care. Had a 10-year span with 19 or so trips. I done freed so many slaves, they calling me Moses. During the Civil War, because of my skills, I became the first woman to lead an armed assault. I am Harriet Tubman. You need to fall back or can. I never ran my train off the track. Nah.
I just had to. That's dope, right?
Yeah.
Yo, when I saw that, somebody, I think, was it you, Misty? Somebody DM'd me a video with that song, but with a different video playing. The A-Team. Remember that?
Yes.
Pam Grier was a nurse or a nurse or a nurse. Let me tell you something, all right? Let me just say.
That was actually funny.
That, it was, it, now, it was easier to look at those movies when I was a kid than it is now. It's like, Pam, she, but. Butt naked in the movie, and every scene was like, and every, like, if they were, even if they were fighting, some breastises would pop out of somewhere, and it was like, oh my, like, it was very soft porn. Oh yeah, I got you, daddy. I'm a give it to you, daddy, just the way you want, and then chop his head off. Oh my god, like, what is going on here? This is like, yeah. So I'm still on the P's because I have not gotten through the Pam Grier collection. I can't watch it. Not alone, and nobody wants to watch it with me. Not that I can blame anybody.
I'll never forget the scene where the tall white woman bathed in chicken fat so she could beat the redhead. And was that in one of Pam Grier movies? Pam Grier movies, Miss CJ? I love reading these chats.
Elliot, watch you get blocked. Watch this. I don't like those little, I don't know what those things are, and don't put it on. Don't put it in the chat. Don't do that. I'm going to block you. I am going to block you. Sylvia Robinson, it wasn't for me. The first black female millionaire was Sylvia Robinson, me coming from Tracy Towers to Inglewood, my heroine.
Yes, and shout out to the Robinson family.
Yes.
I am a dear friend.
I thought Madam C.J. Walker was the first black millionaire female.
Mm-hmm. She was. Please, that's good.
Yeah, you're about to make me dig up my rainbow. Thinking about Pam, a.k.a. the real Foxy Brown. Amen.
Foxy
dig that
Brown.
Rainbow up, baby. Ain't no shame in the game. If it's there, it's there. You know, sometimes it goes to the back of the mind, I guess. I don't know. It's always up front and personal for me. But, you know, that's just me.
Elisa said, I wanted to be here, be her, and still do. Gotcha. I guess she's saying she didn't have any connection to Madam Walker.
Oh, I thought she
Sylvia Robinson
meant that Madam C.J. I mean, like, Sylvia was the first ever but that wasn't what she was saying, I guess. That's what I was thinking.
She's the queen of hip-hop. Yeah.
Who's the queen of hip-hop? Oh, Sylvia. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought you were... I thought you were saying Madam C.J. Walker was the queen of hip-hop. I was like, okay, we're going to have to do... I was thinking to myself, we're going to have to do some... more Black history education. Ain't gonna call my girl out. I'm just gonna say we gonna do some more Black history moments to you. Matter of fact, I do have one. Rainbow Be Sexy and Dangerous AF. Which nurse was she when she pretended to be a pro with a bad accent? That was in Coffee. That was, oh my God, that was, all of your friends are dead. I killed them.
But that's all we had. That's
but
all
who
right.
cared? Who cares? What you do to them, Pam? Let me see. What you do? You killed them? Okay. Matter of fact, in that movie, she had a fight with this big butch woman in that movie. That was a big butch woman who was a pimp.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
I'm like,
they made Pam a superhero.
Oh, Lord.
She was a superhero.
Oh, yep. Was the queen of wash your hair and beauty products. I did not understand the razor blades.
What?
Yep, put them in your afro.
In case you needed one, you never knew when you were going to need one. See, back then they weren't scanning afros. Today,
they scan the
whole thing. Wigs may as well be like, have pockets in them. Wigs, you can put anything in a wig.
Then the blonde grabbed her hair and screamed, and I was like, I thought she was going to use them. She did use them. She put them in her hair, so when that woman grabbed her hair, she was going to get, You know, it's funny that you remember all of that so well. You know, you have a great memory. Wow. Coffee is a sexy Black nurse. She takes vigilante justice against inner city drug dealers after her sister becomes their latest victim.
Yes. Hey, Sage.
Hey, Sagey. Sage. Let us, let's do a Black history moment just so I can feel sane again. Handsome, distinguished-looking gentleman is Arthur W. Mitchell, the first African-American elected to Congress as a Democrat. All right, so, and his story is more interesting than just that fact. So he was born on December 22nd, 1883, near Lafayette, Alabama. African-Americans, after Reconstruction, had held to the party of Lincoln, which was the Republican Party. But political parties change as well as people, we know that. And African Americans were transitioning over to the Democratic Party after the New Deal legislation of President Franklin D. Roosevelt during the tough economic times of the 20th century depression. We know that. So Mitchell was a Republican under the old Republicans and then became a Democrat as well and ran for Congress in an area representing the South Side of Chicago and defeated the other African-American congressman, Oscar DePreez, who was a Republican. So it was like African-American, Black against Black, whatever. Anyway, he won, became the first African-American Democrat. But what I found really interesting is that Arthur Mitchell excelled in many diverse areas and professions. He was born, his parents were former enslaved people. He became a teacher, educational administrator, state businessman, a politician, a statesman, an attorney, and he concluded his life as a farmer. He left home to attend Tuskegee Institute at age 14. While there, he paid for his college as a laborer and assistant to Booker T. Washington. He later attended Columbia University and Harvard. He passed the bar and practiced law in Washington, D.C., before moving to Chicago, where his political career would mature. He served four terms in Congress in Washington before moving to Petersburg, Virginia, where he bought a large amount of land and began farming and actively serving in the community as a lecturer and a participant in area organizations. He died on May 9th, 1968 in Petersburg at age 84. Arthur W. Mitchell. We speak your name, sir. We speak your name. That is an amazing life. That man did some things. I you know, that's somebody we should be learning about in school. And if not, then that's somebody, and I was excited to learn about him because I had never heard of him before.
Thank you for sharing that one. That was a goodie.
Yeah, and you know, we should all know something about him. So hopefully, you know, this is something, you know, like any young boy, and I don't care what race you are, but particularly our boys and girls. His parents were enslaved. And he left home at 14 and went to Tuskegee, where they were building a college, where he can, you know, at that time, the language was be something, be somebody, you know? I mean, we all know you somebody regardless of what you do. But he went out there and he did a lot of things, you know?
Do you dare want to speak on Mr. Manchin this week?
Oh, God. What?
He's been losing his everlasting mind, and they're taking billboards out, I'm hearing, to try to... What is going on?
Okay, so for me, and then we're going to do that music break, Pop. I'll say something if you have something else you want to talk. Well, you want to say, you have, obviously it's on your mind.
Well, I just, you know, tired of reading about it. Like, I haven't watched today. I watch television. I managed to escape all of that. But I'm just like, I don't understand what's happening. I'm just at the point where it's like.
My thing is this. He's one guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sick of him, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I have to refocus. The reason there is the necessity for a voters' rights bill is because, as always, as historical and as from the beginning of time, the one thing they never wanted black people to do was to be able to vote.
Facts.
That's why I've made it my business to vote since I was 18. Because if that's the one thing that scares you about me, then good. And those women in Alabama, when they turned that red to blue, that was some kind of power they didn't like. And every time there's a chipping away, and it's the chips are not falling fast enough for a lot of us, you know. We want to see big things, and we want to see it now.
But I still have two, Pop.
Yeah. What's
Senator Mitch McConnell on Wednesday urged Senator Joe Manchin to join the Republican Party after a moderate Democrat bucked his own effective sinking a massive economic spending and climate bill, but the Republican leader acknowledged that the party's
which won't likely happen.
Yes, of course they want him over there because he's acting, he's doing shenanigans. But now, if he was, of course Mitch McConnell wants that, because if Mitch, if he goes over, then Mitch McConnell becomes the leader of the House, of the Senate.
Mitch the bitch.
Right. And that's what they want. They want to stop us from voting. That's number one. Therein lies the power. And every time we vote, and if you, you look at what the House of Representatives looks like now,
mm-hmm.
there's so many black women, trans people. I mean, not a lot of trans people, but one or two trans people. There's out gay people. That's because we vote. And we have more to do. And to me, instead of just focusing on that one person, let him stay a Democrat, because that way we have the numbers. We have 50 in place, right? But that's only half. But, right, but that's okay. He don't have to if we can turn two more red states blue. Then one person, then his shenanigans won't even matter, because he can vote or not vote. It won't matter. If we can get two more states, and then our majority turns from 50, because it's really, we don't have a majority. It's equal. The only thing that makes it more, a majority, is because we have the president in the White House, so the vice president is the deciding vote. So if we were 52 to 48,
mm-hmm.
just say he said, I'm not voting for it, then guess what? We still have 51 Democrats to vote for voting rights, for whatever. Then his vote doesn't fucking count like that. The more we do, you know, and that's the chipping away. Unfortunately, if that doesn't happen in November, and this is what I don't understand. See, because then comes the accountability. If you have enough votes to do what it is that you say you're going to do and you don't do it, then that's a problem. You understand? Mm-hmm. But so that's what can true. We do? What can we do? We as a people got to flip. We got to find out what two states are vulnerable. What red states, what two red states, only two, are swing states, are a little purple,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Okay.
And flip them. And then Manchin is no longer even a fucking talking point. And guess what? He can go turn into a Republican, because guess what? We'll still have a majority. The only other problem is that girl Sinema. So there's not only him, but right now she seemed like she's in line. I mean, the real answer is to flip a couple of those Senate seats in those red states.
Senators need to be renewable every 2 years.
Exactly. But Joe Manchin, his time is not up until 2025, and that will be too late. That will be too late. I looked that shit up. I'm like, okay, can we get rid of his ass? And no, not in time. 2025 is too late. So the only other recourse, because if you get rid of the filibuster, we don't have enough votes without his vote. He wouldn't matter if it's him or anybody else. But and
well, what if he doesn't vote Democrat?
Excuse me?
What if he doesn't vote like a Democrat?
Then we have to, this is why we have to get two more. If he doesn't vote, okay, so if we have two more, then his vote won't count. Like it'll count, but it won't be like, oh, if he doesn't vote, then we don't win. If we get two more, then there'll be 52 Democrats. Then his one vote in the wrong direction, we still have enough to win. Does that make sense? Am I making sense?
It does. I just, when one of the things get one of the things that gets tricky for me is when I think about senators like him who, you know, act as if, and then you get pseudo-principled and you start wanting to, you know, nitpick everything that comes out, and then you don't, you go against your actual party, you know. That's all I'm saying, you know, which is what it sounds like he's done, you know. And no one man is an island, but at the same point, it's, you know, him in West Virginia is showing up to be quite a thing.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If what Pop just put up here is true, if this happens, no need talking about it. It's over. Game over. Might as well put Trump back sitting right there, because number one, the Senate thing, the conference that they're having, the January 6th, whatever they're calling it, the investigations that's going on, that's going to stop. That'll stop. That'll be done. There'll be no accountability for anything or any Republican shit. All the shit that was done, too bad, so sad. They may even, well.
Not too bad, so sad.
Yep, too bad, so sad. They will definitely redistrict every fucking community so that our votes never matter, will never actually matter again. And the reason, this is it. Once you're redistrict and make it so that in these red states, the Republicans have the upper hand, then there will never be another opportunity for a Democrat to come in and restructure that. They're trying to get everlasting power there so that in the areas where people might Democrat, you don't have enough power. They're trying to – so the way it is right now, especially like in Georgia, Pennsylvania – some states that have already flipped, you know, Georgia got right. The two blue senators. They're like, what? They have lost their entire fucking minds. And they are really trying to, you know, get her done so that shit will never happen again. They're trying to fix it. And that's what gerrymandering is. And if they are successful and if we allow those, if we lose the Senate, it's a done deal. It'll be pretty much a done deal for a couple of generations until maybe some Republicans with a conscience, maybe they need that Lincoln Republican Party to come back and sneak back in there. Maybe these young people will say, you know what? I don't, because
harder to fool the young people.
Yeah, but there's a lot of young people that are fools, and you know what? Let me just say it like this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. is just as important, if not more important, than the 2020 election was. That's why they're trying to prevent black folks from voting.
Wow. Tighten up New York. Yeah, unfortunately, they managed to shake New York apart at its core, but they will never be able, politically that is, but they will never be able to match New York resiliency. And I think that even if you don't have a strong candidate in New York, I think that most New Yorkers know, one, what the Cuomo family has done in New York. Two, you know that his long-term fight with his brother from Queens led to an indictment that, you know, prayerfully, you know, although he's filed a petition to want to stop her and wants to sue her for investigating Mrs. the Glowworm, you know, I'm hoping that she can get a fruitful case to slow down whatever he's got going on over there. Because now he's suing her. I didn't even know you could sue the Attorney General for doing her job.
Yeah, that's going to get tossed out. And that's the other thing. They are doing a lot of suing and using the court, not because they think they're going to win.
Yeah.
They know better. They know that they're not going to win, but it's giving them time. Time for what? Like, it's buying them time. For what? For the 2022 elections.
Mm-hmm.
Because they think they're going to retake the Senate. And if they do, they believe all of these lawsuits and all of this, because then they will be able to place judges again, and they will be able to vote this and vote that and control. And, you know, the way the government is set up, the three equal branches of government, which is supposed to be watchdogging each other. It's almost like, yeah, supposed to be like you, me, and Pop, right? Each of us have the key to the vault that way. And it's a vault where one can't get in without the two others. But now let's say it's supposed to, when I die, the key, my key is supposed to go on to the Armstrong family, right? You find Larry and say, Larry, here's $1 million. Let me take that key out your hand. It's too much pressure for you. And Larry say, $1 million. Take the key. Here's the dresser. What else you need? You know? So now, and you and Pop always agreed, and I was the one that saw things one way. Y'all got the key now. Y'all, you know, I'm out the way. And what the Senate and the Supreme Court right now are in lockstep.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's just a funky mess.
I'm sorry.
It's a funky mess, and we need to flip some states and maintain. It's important that not one state, we can't lose one election. I don't know what I can do, you know, just thinking. I got to figure out. I feel like I'm sucked into this political.
Oh, Senate races to watch from Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Florida. These four
and
states
Arizona.
Besides control in the Congress, watch Georgia, North Carolina, Florida, and Arizona. Here are the seats most likely to flip next fall. Pennsylvania incumbent Pat Toomey retiring.
So
Warnock.
Yeah, why do we think that Raphael Warnock is going to lose his seat? He just got that seat in 2020. I hope
is
not.
Is he retiring?
No, he just got that seat. And he's the one that stood on the floor. He's a pastor, too. That brother. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson. Some of these, and that's the other thing, some of these Republicans need to be in jail. How about that? For the part that they played in the fucking insurrection. And that's Javon's opinion. You know, I don't care what your religious affiliation is. I don't care what your political affiliation is. I don't care who you screw. I don't care about none of that.
I might care who you screw.
As long as you ain't screwing nobody in my house, it don't matter to me.
Well,
not children. Not children and innocent dogs and animals, farm animals.
I mean, even if it's just, I just made one, I just make care. It depends. I can't totally say I don't care who you steal.
Yeah, I personally don't. But I don't want to see people getting away with things that I can't get away with.
Oh, man, that's a vacuum. That's a whole tomb of stuff.
That's right. If a black man stormed the Capitol by himself, his ass would be under the
First
jail,
of all,
okay?
Be clear. We wouldn't have gotten anywhere near those damn steps. And that's not our nature anyway.
No.
For the people in Taiwan, we are not that type of person.
No, we're not. We're not.
We're not looking to overthrow nobody, you know? No, we'll run away from a situation. Yes, we will. We will escape a situation. But we will not be running up talking about overthrowing nobody's government. That's just not our vibe. We're two peaceful, loving people.
We are. You know? That we are. That we are. Speaking of which, everything is steady. There's still the United States, Taiwan, Canada, France, and the UK, who are our top countries of listeners. And we thank you so very much.
Yes. North Carolina incumbent Republican Richard Burr
is retiring. Like I said, some of these people need to be in jail. How about that? And that's the other thing, that if there's one thing I'm upset with Biden about is who he selected for the AG. You busy trying to be peacemaker? These motherfuckers, this is war. This is not
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
This is not time for making peace. This is time for accountability. And then let's have peace.
And Florida incumbent Ricardo Marco Rubio.
Yeah, that's
Marco
that,
Rubio. This yeah. bitch needs to go. Yeah, that's
him and Ted Cruz on the same goddamn yacht to hell.
Is Ted Cruz still there, or is he a fossil?
He's still there with his stupid ass. Yeah, I said it. Okay. There's a lot of them that just need to go.
Yeah, horrible.
What of these Congress people like Jim Jordan who were allegedly going along with those who were storming the Capitol? Like I said, lock them up. Lock them up. Jim Jordan should have been locked up a long time ago anyway. But lock them up. And again, This is my gripe.
Cancun cruise.
Exactly. And you know what?
Perfect.
I would like to, I don't know how, but to put all of my support behind Beto O'Rourke or Beto O'Rourke or however you say his name, how he stood up. He's always been a champion for the people of Texas. Always been a champion, you know, be a champion for your people. A lot of these Republicans, and I don't get it. You're voting against Build Back Better. You don't want, and most of them, those poor rural communities where the child tax credit, these people almost deserve these Republicans. Why in the fuck are you voting for them? They are voting, you know, it's enough of this. Enough of this. Damn. Republican Roy Blunt. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Why do you think they're all jumping ship and retiring right now when you could be on it clearly to 100 years
old?
Well,
you know what? Maybe somebody said that in the chat here that maybe there was a deal made. So that they wouldn't go to jail because they're all apart. Look, everything, we know this motherfucking teeny weeny peeny orange guy, right?
I think BBB is a good idea.
How will we pay for it? Well, let me say this. Billions of dollars have gone to billionaires, billions in tax cuts. How about we uncut some of them fucking taxes? Because if I have to pay a third of my income, then let them pay a third of their motherfucking income. That'll pay for a third,
provided you, you know, the higher you go, it's higher than a third.
The top 1% pays a smaller percentage.
Yep.
And the people at
if
the bottom.
At all.
Yeah, if at all. They
because
don't.
All you have to do, come on, it's a theory, all you have to do to get away with not paying taxes is not make any money. And the way you don't make money is if you make it and you give it away or you use it all before the end of the year. So if you can make those numbers work, you're not paying any taxes on what?
And that is Biden's idea, but the Republicans are not going for it. And Manchin is not going for it. And that's why I say we need more fucking Democrats on that side so that Manchin's fucking teeny tiny ass fucking little dick vote won't matter. Only people with little dicks will act like that. And that's just my opinion.
6'5"
with a little dick. And that's shameful. I mean, not shameful, but sad. It's not his fault. It just didn't grow. Fuck.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Fair idea. Oh, gosh.
I'm just saying. And that's what needs to happen. I'm telling you, 2022, on that shit. I'm fucking on that shit. Now, unfortunately, we're in a pandemic and I'm not traveling anywhere.
Fingers up.
That's my little caveat. I'm not going to those red, I'm not wearing the mask states. I'm not going there. However, have internet, will travel.
Yep.
We don't know what's going on behind those closed door. Why? Because we little people to them. Okay, and that's true. But logic is logic. Some things just make sense. You know what I saw today on Twitter?
What'd you see?
Somebody had tweeted out like a memory of tweets from somebody last year today.
Okay.
Right? So it was December 21st or 22nd, 2020. There was a barrage of tweets with that date on it, which spelled out exactly what was going to happen on January 6th.
Hmm.
I mean, tweet after tweet on that, on today's date, it spelled out exactly what was going to happen on January 6th.
Hmm.
People knew, planned out the whole storm in the cat, the whole thing. And it was spelled out, and I had never seen those tweets before, and I don't even know who that person is. Like, his name, all I can think of, his name started with an A, but I will.
Ooh, tweets and text messages.
Yeah, tweets and texts and emails to boot, you know? But, yeah, all those people need to be held accountable, and maybe they're retiring so as not to be held accountable. Maybe the deal is if you retire, we won't lock you up. I don't know. That should not be the deal. The deal should be your ass should go to jail.
Somebody did not hire. Somebody knew what was going on in advance. They did not take it seriously enough to reinforce the security. They also did not take it serious enough to have the president address anything at that time, up to and including stand down to his constituents, and he knew about it.
He orchestrated it.
Yeah.
And from what I've seen and read, he had the National Guard on standby for his people. He is the commander in chief, and only he could call them in, and he had them on standby.
the need to get Democrat Congress people elected or reelected, because if Republicans win back the majority of the House, they will dismantle the 1/6 commission.
Which is what I said a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, Black Anonymous, we on the same page with this one, love. We on the same page with this one. And with that,
we're going to have another unprecedented moment. That's what's going to happen. Yeah. We're just not going to let them take our voting rights away. That's just not going to happen.
Well, we better keep what we got and gain a little bit more.
What? Ain't nobody going to listen to anybody coming into the office to speak alone.
Editorial of the retired generals. I did not read that editorial. Javon, you asked about Georgia. The Georgia Senate race 2022 will be held on November 8th to elect a member of the U.S. Senate from Georgia. So it's both of them. The present senator was elected in a special election in 2020 after he defeated Kelly Loeffler. Right. So he's going to lose his seat? That'll be fucked up. We need him, Atlanta. Atlanta. I know Stacey's out there, but, you know, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Don't go down there messing up Stacey's vibes either, because people love, respect, and cherish her down there. Don't go down there having another, a whole nother agenda. If you're going to help, help.
We gotta preserve the seat that we have, and we need to add at least two, because there's Manchin and there's Sinema, and really we probably need at least four just for security. You know me, I never go with the $20 when the meal is $25. I got to go with 40. Okay,
the retired generals think that if the 2024 election doesn't go the Republican way, that the military can be split with some fighting for pro-Republican and some fighting for pro-Democrat. Well, yes, but, you know, I mean, I don't understand. Well, you know, it's not going to be PC the way I see it.
I don't think, look, if people want to secede, if that's what they're talking about, they don't want to be a part of the United States anymore, fuck them. Go ahead and see how you do.
Who is going to live somewhere? Say we lost all of it, let's just say. Who are they going to get to do anything?
What do you mean? When you say lost everything, what do you mean?
Say we lost the voting rights, right? People voted, you know, because they vote because they like the power. I mean, sorry, they vote and they do all this because they want to maintain power or power, however you want to do it. But, and they start making up laws and things to do. Who is going to listen to them?
Well, this is the thing. So, one of the things that we are fighting for is the a part of the Build Back Better and all this other stuff, right?
Yeah.
We want the anti-lynching law. There's a reason we want the anti-lynching law, because these motherfuckers continue to lynch us. Okay? So we can not cooperate, but the current law enforcement would get even worse than it is. And there would be no accountability for that. Although we can have guns, they would have more. Just like they changed the law around voting so that it puts us in a position where we were less likely to be able to vote. So they had the counting the beans, which that was for a while, or the jelly beans or whatever the fuck. Then it was a literacy test, knowing that most of us at that time could not read. We all got educated, and then they changed it to something else, right? Now they're trying to fuck over it again, right? All of that for a reason. I I don't want to spend time thinking about what if, because I don't want to live in any third world nation, and that's just what the fuck this will become. Where walking in the street, I mean, it's already dangerous to be black in this country. It would get worse. It would fucking get worse. I have a brother. I have nephews. I'm a black woman. I need for us to get together, maintain the motherfucking senators that we got, and add to that shit. Flip some more seats. Losing is not an option that I'm ready to reckon with. It's not an option. We have to fucking win. Just like when that orange fucking clown was sitting there, certain things were set in motion, and you could see it. He was just the fucking figurehead, the stupid-ass fucking moronic figurehead.
Yeah, I could use a music break. Two.
You love getting me riled up. Just say it. Just say it. You know you do.
It.
Come on.
I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I blast myself? I'm proud of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a need, bro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a heat, bro. Get it back to the kid through the hell, kid. One mess, hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship him, don't let him deal a brother. Give him guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey said. I got love for my brother. Never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I was supposed to be. How can it never take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids and then change.
That's the way it is. Come on. Come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Damn, yeah.
Oh, come on. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
So spark it up. What's on the agenda?
Nothing.
And don't ring my phone.
Nothing.
I don't wanna see no text. Tell me about your ex. If it ain't about some sex, food in a brand new bed.
No.
I just got that email. Right now I don't read well.
Cause I just called out of work.
Fuck that job.
Let me do your love.
me, I went out of my mind. So I never believed in love at first sight. But you got a magic boy that I can't explain. Oh, you got a way that you're making me feel I can do anything for you, baby. I'll be done for you, baby. Made all my cards out tonight. Just hold on for me, baby. I'll be there when I hurry. It's your move, so baby, baby. Whatever you want from me, I'm giving you everything. I'm in yours. You're giving me ecstasy. You are my fantasy. I'm in yours, baby. Ooh. From the second you touched me, I was afraid that you'd die. But I've never been fatal, and you're my first time. Well, I feel like an angel, you just started to fly. Well, you got a way that you're making me feel I can do anything for you, baby. I'm a pop for you, baby. Hold on and enjoy the ride. I'm not in no hurry. We can fly all night, baby. It's your move, so baby.
Baby, that's fine.
Whatever you want from me. You've given me ecstasy. You are my fantasy. I'm in your baby. Whatever you want, boy. I'll be your baby. I will be your lady. Ecstasy. Fantasy. I'm your baby. Whatever I do, you see it from my
Yes. Joy, 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 joy to the world.
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, Saturday is Christmas.
Yes, it is. Yes, and it is.
And I wish you all a Merry Christmas for those of you who celebrate it.
Yep. Happy Kwanzaa to those of you who celebrate Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. And everything, I guess.
Feliz Navidad.
Comprero año y felicidad. So yeah, we can kind of wrap it up. But before we wrap up the show tonight, because I feel, you know, like we did a lot. We said a lot. I know I said a lot. I feel like, you know, no matter what, we're all going to be all right as long as we take care of ourselves. We'll be all right.
Yes.
For the greater good. There's just some things that I am not ready to concede or willing to concede. You know, I'm a fighter. And for me, the way, right, there's, I'm sorry, I'm glad that you said that, Pop. There will not be a show on Christmas Day. Everybody's taking a break. What I may do, if I'm able, is I may come and just play some music, but it'd just be music.
Joy, joy,
joy.
Yes, joy, joy. Yes, that. But we will not have like in the basement segment. So that everybody can enjoy their families. But I also understand, and the reason why I said I will come through and play some music is because there are people who don't have family, people who don't, you know, like sometimes the holidays are hard for people. And I'm one of the blessed ones. I still have my grandma, for crying out loud, and my mom, you know, and my, so I'm going to see my family. And then I am going to hurry up and come back here and play some music for those who want it. Nobody's forced to listen. And I'm not exactly sure of what time it will be. So, you know, it's going to come through. But the other note was... to me, the logical thing to do is for us to try to hold on to the Senate seats and to try to get more. You know, take away the seats from those motherfuckers who would have us re-enslaved. Because that shit just ain't happening. And that's, or Jim Crow'd or whatever the fuck they got in their notorious minds. So, I know I can enjoy my life, but a part of enjoying my life is spending time with you all. Revise the snitch rule in New York. spending time with people who otherwise, you know, don't have people to spend time with them. And, it, you know. If nobody comes through here, then maybe I'll go through TikTok because there's always people there that don't, you know. But I'll come through here this way first because y'all are my peeps. And if, you know, if everybody's busy, that's cool. That's cool too, you know. But this platform, the people who listen on the through the podcast and who come through on the live stream, whether it be still on Facebook, the stubborn people that we love, or the people who join us here, I do love you. I love you all. And I care.
Yay.
That's what's up. That's what's up, Black Anonymous, you know? Yeah, I'll come through. It will probably be in the, because I'll see my family in the morning time. So it'll be late afternoon to early evening. I ain't going to be doing it all night. I'm just saying, you know, but I will come.
Unless the music gets good to her, then you know how she do.
Yeah, that's true. I could be all night and y'all be like, okay, we just hanging with you to give you some support, shit.
With her naughty hat tilted to the side.
You know what I'm saying? But Rezzy, thank you so much, as always, for being just a pleasure. All right? And I got something for y'all. I got something for you and for Pop and for everybody.
Yulo!
Yep. So.
Happy holidays, everybody. Please be safe and remember to wash your hands and send everybody cheer, love and cheer.
These are the things the holiday brings, things that make your spirit sing. Happy holiday. 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 memories of days gone by, you and me, family. Hi, everybody. You're in the basement with Javon and Therese with Melba Moore.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know if life runs through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about Anna.com, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just, she wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our office, though, Jay.
You can send me some cologne, cause I mean,
cologne,
you know.
You
like
cologne?
Yeah.
I will
just in case I should meet Chaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh God.
Okie dokie, babe. Whatever you say.
With time, so
thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.